Professionals in science, technology, engineering, and math, known as STEM, led workshops at the STEMposium. Jeffrey Johnson is principal at the STEM-focused middle school. He says the event allows students to explore careers they may be unaware of.
A huge piece of what we try to do with STEM as we integrate this and what we do with STEMposium, today's workshops, is there's a big element of choice. It's not that our students are working on a cookie cutter project. Everybody has to do one thing. There's a lot of choice and options.
In a sun-filled classroom, sixth grader Ruby Waters builds a mini wind turbine out of popsicle sticks and paper. Waters wants to be an architect or engineer, so she's trying to understand the inner workings of wind energy.
It's recyclable, so it's a better way of getting energy instead of putting fossil fuels into our environment and making acid water in the ocean.
The students also learned how to build bridges, create algorithms with playing cards, and program mini bug-shaped robots. Michael Calabrese is with Eugene-based tech company Lunar Logic. He led the middle schoolers through a programming workshop.
There's a huge need for programmers in the area. Both me and my company have a strong desire to help bring the kids up to be able to work with the technology.
Well, this was a one-day event. Students bitten by the STEM bug looking to continue their education can enroll in Churchill High School's STEM-centered program. For KLCC News, I'm Kyra Buckley at the Arts and Technology Academy.